Next statement of the meal says that a person is blessed, again, with a voice. Hashem blesses a person with chachma, wisdom, and a voice. We mentioned previously that if one studies carefully, he'll find there's a direct connection between each paragraph. Though they are different topics, they're directly connected. You have first the Inyan Abel speaks of chachma, wisdom. Chachma is the upper level of this fetus. Then we come now to the voice, Zeirampin. The six lowest fetus are called a kol. Hashem endows a person with a voice. There are different types of voices. Some people have soprano-type voices, some tenor, some bass, some very harsh voices, and some soft, melodious voices. All these types of voices are normal human type of voices. But when a person speaks not to a second human, but he speaks to Hashem, he speaks to Hashem in tefillah and he prays to Hashem, then there is a different type of voice that is used, the koil tefillah, the voice of tefillah. In tefillah itself, there are different sects whose customs differ. We find that the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, Baal Shem Tov was the superior Rebbe of all the later Hasidic Rebbes, and yet, though he was one Rebbe, one teacher, his students differed in many instances. One thing, some had the custom of davening very still, very quietly. The decorum was such you could hear a pin drop during the davening. Others, their custom was to raise their voices, to scream out to Hashem with all their might, all their power. Kol atzmeisai tamarna. Every bone in my body helps to scream out. My voice screams out to Hashem. Screams out for help because I know how sick my soul is, how much help it needs. Therefore, I cry out to Hashem, help me, assist me, cure me. Now, this voice a person davens with, whether it is soft, whether it's very loud, this is the normal type of voice. A voice works through the larynx. It originates in the lungs. From the lung, there comes forth this power, the wind power, that goes through the larynx and emanates from the mouth, the hemoitzoyis apeh. Different sounds come from the tongue, the palate, the lips, the teeth, and the throat. This is Zayin Kodesh says, five origins of the different letters, the different sounds in the aleph base. Now this means that when the voice comes out, all these different parts are used to bring out the voice. But it originates from the lungs. Leonel says now that a person can cry or scream a very high-pitched sound, so high-pitched, no one can actually hear the sound. And yet, it is the loudest sound any person can humanly bring out. How does a person accomplish this loud scream, which is unheard? Of course, there are tubes in the lungs, symphonia sonea, and these tubes are connected with the larynx to the mouth. Therefore, when a person screams regularly, normally, the tubes bring out this wind power, and it comes out through the mouth, resulting in sound. But these tubes from the lungs also are connected in these tubes leading through the lung up to reaching into the brain. So instead of coming out from the mouth in sound, it goes directly up to the brain where no actual physical sound is heard, yet the brain can actually picture, imagine, and feel a scream that is louder than that which is normally heard. There is an actual scream felt by the brain, and yet there's no sound heard by any person standing around one. So when a person has his bitterness, for example, he wants to speak to Hashem privately, private communion. Speaking to Hashem quietly, he doesn't feel aroused much, inspired much to daven. He feels so hurt with his present level, his present status, that he wants to cry out and scream with all his might to Hashem, but he's in public. It would be very embarrassing. And as a person could then scream through the brain, because his brain feels and hears this mighty sound of the scream, but no other person around him can hear this. This way he can give vent to his deepest heartfelt feelings with the loudest scream possible to Hashem and let out his frustrations, scream to Hashem, and yet not to be heard by anyone. This is a very healthy type of sound, type of scream, a soundless scream, which is very effective because in actuality, the Bible says, if you try, remember, you try to daven, and you speak, say the words, you'll find that your mind wanders. Why? Because you cannot attach the mikasha, the machshava, to the dibur. Attach the brain, the mind, to the words you say. It's very difficult to hold tightly to what you're saying. Your mind is prone to wander off into different areas. Think about more pleasant items in davening. You find the Shvanesra, for example. But if a person screams with the brain, he is then using the brain for the sake of the scream itself. He is employing the brain completely. The brain does not wander off into different areas. But this way, a person can actually hold tightly to the words he's saying and concentrate much more truthfully, much more fully on the actual tefillah, the prayer he's saying. This is a very healthy status in tefillah itself. Of course, we understand this too, just to take a moment out for the interpretation of Zayde Kodesh in a much higher level. You say that the letters of Hashem's name, Yud, K, Vav, K. Yud, K is Chachma Obina. Chachma Obina is the brain. Chachma is the wisdom, the upper level of brain. Vav, K, the last two letters. Vav is the Kail, the power of the voice. But K, Malchus is Didur, Malchus Peh. These four letters are four letters, yet Hashem is Echad, one. So if one can arise to a height where he understands that Hashem is one, that all four actually are integrated into one, into Echad, that person has reached a level that is unmatched, the most superior level possible. You know, he actually brings this being, merging Hashem into one, Kaviyach. And this is called elevating Ze'ed Ampin. Ze'ed Ampin is Eilav HaChachma. Vav goes up to and becomes absorbed by Yud Kei the Chachma. This is what the Midrash says, you mala the kol. The kol instead of through the mouth, the yichud with the mouth, with dibor, instead it goes up to Chachma, to the brain, to Machshava. So up in Eilav HaChachma, that's why this kind of a voice is so much higher than the one that emanates from the mouth physically, because it's the kail, the mikusha, to the machshoma. So the kail, which we said is kutch b'nech, which is shame mo, now goes up to and becomes chachma. Chachma is kayach mo. That the kayach, the power behind mo, is the chachma, from which mo is derived. And this is the true origin of this coil. The coil it comes from and is attached to the machshok, the koyach mo. The Bezal stresses, though, again, it is very important to note that if we were to ask which is the right path, we have these different customs. Ones who daven very silently, those who daven very loud, they put power into their davening. They exert a lot of pressure, a lot of energy. When they finish davening, they're soaked with the perspire because they put a lot of physical effort into it, which is the proper method. Beit also certainly was speaking about now is fit for his Beididus only, or at most for Shemon Esrei. Because Shemon Esrei is called the Dino Balachash, silence filo, where a person is not allowed to allow, not allowed to leave any sound out of his mouth. Shemon must be said completely silently. No sound should come from his mouth, even for his own ears to hear. He's not supposed to hear a sound himself, even if no one else has been in earshot. But the rest of the davening, up to Shemon Esrei, a person should daven tefillah b'kayach, not to be lazy, not to sit back, but to daven, give vent to his voice, let his voice praise Hashem. Kabed is Hashem, megirincha, from your throat, let your throat give forth the power of b'kayach of the koh.